Gerard Mayo yesterday, essentially with the "We are on to the Jets" line, which
full circle.
That's worked in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, why does he continue with the strategy that I am talking to the players through the media? Like, can he could talk to the players in the locker room?
Right.
Would be an alternate way to do that.
Right, in the team meeting room.
Or he could call KJ Osborne.
But maybe that is like the difference in players now, where players don't want to be embarrassed when it comes to things that could be clipped and posted on social media. Like, maybe that has a better effect than just saying it to them behind closed doors. I could see that.
But isn't it more embarrassing them?
Well, because I think saying something to somebody in the locker room, if you had a conversation with me behind closed doors and said, hey, I didn't like this, then that's one thing. But saying it with a microphone in front of you and everybody else hearing it, That's more embarrassing.
Okay.
If you're a player, I think that could actually be effective for the younger generation.
Yeah, strategy wise, I don't understand, if you think a football team is soft,
mm-hmm.
why you feel the need to tell everybody else after you've told them.
And like, if the team's actually soft, this would be the last way I would communicate with them.
Correct.
As
Logic left the building.
But as long as you tell them in the meeting, you guys are soft. The game after the game, before you speak to, you know, in the locker room, before you go out there on the podium, you just lost the game. You guys played soft. You guys are a soft football team. We're not going to beat anybody if we play like this because we're too soft.
You know what?
Then you go to the media and then basically say everything you just said to them to the media.
Yeah.
No problem.
But you know what the definition of soft is? Is saying one thing and then the next day getting heat and saying something different.
Well, but Wiggy, to your point, all the players did say that Gerard's not saying anything to you guys that he hasn't already said to us.
No, I'm just saying for the good of his, for his general well-being, he felt the need yesterday to point out to you again that he is doing what he is saying to the media,
mm-hmm.
is to speak to the players. Like, that's not the point of the whole thing. And then he said the fans too. And I mean, that's all well and good. And
what about the correcting of it every week? It seems, if you're a player, and so let's say he calls you soft to the media,
mm-hmm.
for 24 hours, the whole country's talking about how the soft team got killed in England.
Right.
And then the next morning with the Greg Hill show, he says, well, I meant to say we played soft.
Right.
Yeah, I don't agree with
that. Because, see, then that, to me, Curtis, that's a good point. That message isn't being given to the players in the locker room. So if the message in the locker room isn't given that, oh, you guys are soft, you played soft, whatever it is, and then you go out to the media and you say something, and then you have to walk it back because you're basically saying, well, I meant we played soft as a team, then that, you didn't even say we played soft as a team to me in the locker room. Just be honest. The one thing I loved about Bill Parcells is he was honest about where you stood. And he would tell you, and then if he said it to the media, you already knew because he's been saying it to you in the locker room. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest thing that I think Mayo has to do. Say what you want to embarrass guys. I got no issue with that. But yeah, make sure you embarrass them in the locker room first.
This is Jake from Boston. Hey, Jake.
What's going on, everyone? Let's talk about not the Gerard Mayo PR push, but the actual actions of players last weekend in London, because football seemed to have taken a backseat to other things. First of all, I find London to be an exceptionally difficult city to go partying all night. It's kind of like Boston, which could be more impressive that we're hearing rumors of this. But it wasn't the drinking. In fact, judging by what I've seen on the socials, the Wives Club and the families treated this game as the start of a European vacation. You have Parker Henry, who is the wife of Hunter Henry, posting with hubby at the Tower Bridge, an hour away from where they were staying, because they were at a Hilton right next to Wembley Stadium. Mind you, this is a 72-hour business trip. You left on a Thursday, red eye. You're back on Sunday night. You couldn't leave your families behind for 72 hours for a 1-6 football team. And mind you, you have 6 months of vacation, with the exception of like 2 weeks from mid-January to late July. And it's worse than that, too, because it's not just the players. DeMarcus Covington, who is your defensive coordinator, had 7 family members in London with him, not just a wife. He turned it into a family reunion. And no wonder why you got the ball shoved down your throat like 100 times in a row. Your wife is posting family photos on her Instagram of a reunion in Europe. And then obviously Gerard's wife was there. But then I ask this. The Tennessee-Alabama game, and he's a Tennessee alum, ended at 2 a.m. local time on Sunday. Do you think he was watching that on a satellite somewhere, you know, halfway across the world? Like, is he getting his sleep? The whole team was distracted, and it's not just the players. It's the coaches, too. And their families are gallivanting through Europe right now. And if I'm Jacksonville, I might move the team over there, because that is the ultimate home field advantage for them.
What?
I don't mind if you're in Europe and you're enjoying it as a
family. But the family thing, like, every team does that. The Jaguars were there for a week. Their whole families were there.
Jaguars are 2-4 in London, by the way. Not a great home field advantage.
He's pissed.
Yeah.
As many are.
A week is different, though.
I don't care if it's a week or 2 days or 48 hours, like whatever. The Celtics went to Abu Dhabi. All their families went. That is what happens when these players.
That was preseason.
It doesn't matter. If they went, no, it doesn't. Every team that goes abroad, their families go with them. That is part of the allure of having that game on your schedule.
But you had somebody, was it Kendrick Bourne, who said, The guys are up all night?
Right.
I mean, was that Kendrick Bourne who said that?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. What do you think's going to happen?
It's worth a discussion.
Yeah, and what do you think's going to... Listen, as a former player, if I went to Europe and I brought my family with me, what do you think, and it's a weekend trip, don't you think it becomes, let's go see this, let's go see that, let's go do this, let's go do that?
So as a player, you feel the way that caller does.
Because that's what it would become.
You wouldn't let Talina go to London if you were playing there?
It's not like I wouldn't stop her from coming. But
you wouldn't want her to come.
No, but it is going to be a distraction.
But it's a distraction if you let it be a distraction.
No, it is
like you can be in your hotel room and let your family go enjoy. But
that's not what happened. There were people taking romantic pictures at the Tower of London.
Courtney, you're married to Santo.
It's a great spot.
Was the bell ringing, or is that a different thing?
Well, no, different name.
Okay.
You're married to Santo. Santo plays for the Patriots and says, okay, we're leaving on a Thursday and we're going to London. And you're like, oh, Santo, let's go see this. Let's go do that. Let's go do this. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. You don't think it's going to be a distraction?
No, I think you go with the other wives, the other family members. Like I think to put it on that, where this is, people have been doing this for years and years. The Patriots aren't special and the only team to be bringing their families with them.
Text for you with regard to your beloved husband. Does he bring you on business trips?
I get invited, but the business trips are during the week, so I don't take time off from my job. He's in D.C. right now.
He invites you on every business trip that he's taking. Oh, he does. Okay.
You invite him on business trips?
Yeah. When we do the road shows,
Would it become a distraction?
No.
Oh, you don't think so?
Jake has me thinking. I'm going to say this right now. Yeah. No family on road show business trips going forward.
Thank God.
If it is a distraction.
Okay.
If it is a distraction,
it is.
You know, Bill might say, hey, listen, I know some coaches might
say. Would you have stayed at the Ocean Deck till midnight if Talina wasn't there? Probably not.
Can I ask a question?
What's Ocean Deck?
Could I have a family?
What's that?
Where's
the ocean? Mean the Ocean Mist.
Oh, Ocean Mist.
Yeah, I'm like, Ocean Deck. Yes. No, yeah, because guess what? Talina was there and we stayed till midnight.
I know.
That's the point.
I'm stopping it on this show.
Oh, okay.
I'm stopping
it. If she wasn't there, I would still, if I was hanging out with everybody, I'd still be there till midnight.
Using your rules, no family, right?
Yeah.
I consider Ken like a brother, so is he out?
Ken can come.
Oh, right. Man.
But I get the caller's point because it is a distraction.
I just don't think we should be using that as an excuse for how this team is playing, because teams do this every single year, and it's not a distraction for other teams. So,
no, but when you're losing,
this isn't a new concept of teams going and playing overseas.
But if there's situations, Courtney, that have happened, so
that's a team issue. That's not like a family issue. I think that's a cop out. Is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For a caller to come and say, oh, well, all the wives were there and the families and Hunter Henry was taking photos. Like, teams have been doing this for years.
So why do they move teams away from the family when they get to the Super Bowl?
Great question.
Because they don't want it to be a distraction, but the families still go.
With the Chiefs, it's just for safety.
Right, but they know.
Sneaky good, Curtis.
And they know, and the Super Bowl is a week-long event. They left on a Thursday. So this is basically like a short weekend type of business trip. Like, you don't really have enough time to hang out with your family.
Well, then all the families, the wives, the kids, ship them out of New England because they suck at home too.
No.
So
I would have just
That's true. They're really bad at home.
If I knew I had a team that wasn't mature enough, I would say no family members on this trip.
Yeah, the family should move out for the season.
So Gerard Mayo should have said no family going to London.
If he felt like the team wasn't mature enough to handle the situation. It's one thing with Jacksonville. They were there the whole week. Hey, you want to go out with your family Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Cool. No problem at all. Even a Thursday, you can go out, have fun time. But when we get to that point of we need to focus and lock in on the game, then we need to make sure we're not doing that.
And yeah, like a texter says, it's a distraction for every team. But the difference is you're not good enough to overcome it.
Yes.
But wouldn't this have impacted the start of the game? Like, you're not prepared.
That's the only thing they worked on in practice during the week.
That's fair. But, like, you should have been up 14-0.
Well, it's the first 15 plays are a little bit easy scripted.
Yeah.
But that's you have to know your team. If you feel like your team is not mature enough to handle the situation, and there could be situations where, okay, if we start inviting a lot of people, guys can get distracted. And that's just human nature for somebody to go to a place that they've never, like, it's Europe. You know, the wife might want to say, let's go an hour and a half away to see some beautiful place. And, you know, it could potentially be a distraction where, weren't there a couple guys that were late?
You loaded up, there were guys that were sick.
Right, so maybe
guys that had tummy problems,
and I'm not,
maybe
I'm not
overloaded on the bangers and mash or whatever. Yeah.
That's just a travel thing, though. You know, you travel and your belly just isn't what it normally is.
Could be mad cow.
You can't use the restroom.
Oh, it's a constipation thing.
Yeah.
Like do you have that issue when you travel?
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Some people can't go for like 2 or 3 days into their trip.
Yeah.
I don't get how that's an issue at all.
Yeah, I've never had that problem before.
I mean, what's the difference between going to the bathroom in Europe and going to the bathroom here?
Just traveling.
Different kind of toilet.
It flushes the opposite
push
way.
Push a button and, you know.
I got no issues with that. I'm talking more about guys. There were reports that guys were late to stuff. And not that, say, Hunter Henry was late to anything, because he wasn't. But let's say a guy was out with his family or his girlfriend, and he's an hour and a half away, loses track of time, and then hits traffic or whatever it is trying to get back to the meeting.
That's on not being a professional.
But that's my point. So if your team is not mature enough to be professionals, you might have to say, hey, fellas,
they're grown adults. If they're saying, hey, the wives and girlfriends and kids can't come.
A texter says the issue, and they're not, I don't think they're being mean, but the issue for you on this discussion is you, in your case, when I say you, I'm referring to wife, girlfriend, whatever, you are the distraction. So you would never think that you're the distraction.
Now we've got a point.
Okay.
That could be it.
You need to go shopping. You need to go. You want to check out the.
But I'd be fine doing that on my own. Like, I just.
Stop it.
I would.
Stop it, Courtney.
I would.
Can we go on one of those double-decker bus things that I saw on TikTok? Can we find that phone booth where everybody takes a picture? You know, the red one?
Where the locks are, where you put on the bridge. Don't they have, like, a place where Santo's like, listen, I got to get ready for the game. Courtney's like, don't worry about it. You got plenty of time.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.